Hello and welcome to the Monday, January 12th, 2015 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's today start with a privacy issue in Apple's Mail Client and Spotlight. The Apple Mail Client has a feature, like many mail clients, that prevents images from being automatically downloaded. These images, sometimes referred to as web bugs, are used to track whether or not the email arrived or whether you actually opened it. So, for example, spammers can use it to confirm your email address. If you turn off displaying these images in Apple Mail, all is fine until Spotlight is used to search these emails. At that point, Spotlight will load the images. There is no easy fix for that. You can't easily disable that in Spotlight. The only fix really is to not have Spotlight index your email, which of course breaks a good part of Spotlight's functionality. Now, initially, this issue was discovered by a German tech magazine, Heise, and they came up with a little plugin of their own that you can use to block and correct this behavior. At this point, no word from Apple whether or not this will be fixed in a future version of Spotlight. Now, in the last few months and most recently with Rocket Kitten, we did talk quite a bit about the re-emergence of malicious macros that are written in Visual Basic for applications. In Rocket Kitten, of course, a commercial software was used to create those documents. Metasploit doesn't want to be left out here, so there is now a script that works with Metasploit to automatically create these documents. Pretty easy to execute, and if you are in the business of doing pen tests using, for example, Visual Basic for Application macros, that would be a nice tool to have also to demonstrate the impact and the ease of use for these tools. And then there is more fun with home routers. This one is actually a vulnerability that was discovered last week. Didn't make it into last week's podcasts. If you do have an Asus router, be aware that a simple UDP packet to port 9999 can be used to execute arbitrary ports. The one saving part here is the packet has to be sent to the wireless interface, so this is nothing that could easily be executed remotely. The amazing part here is also how easy it is to exploit. It's not just that it only needs a UDP packet. Essentially, the service that is listening for these packets is just, execute shell commands over UDP. It was meant to be used to remote configure different Asus routers. That's why they're also broadcast based. So with this service enabled, it's really easy to just execute arbitrary commands. There is no simple workaround. You can't easily turn off that service. However, the blog post on GitHub that explains the vulnerability has a couple tricks in how to essentially turn off this info service, which is the service responsible for this. So while there's no easy switch in the GUI or the web-based admin interface, instead you will have to log into the router to make modifications to prevent the service from starting. And because the world needs more attack tools, there is now Pansy. Pansy is a library of attack tools for the Teensy USB development board. Teensy implements a simple USB controller that's very flexible and programmable. For example, it can be used for some of these sort of malicious keystroke attacks and the like. And in order to make it easier to launch these attacks, we now got this library. So again, another great thing for pen testers. Teensy sort of comes as a simple development board, but can easily be disguised as a memory USB stick or the like if it's just enclosed in a reasonable case. And then last week, the International Earth Rotation and Reference System Service did announce that they will introduce an extra leap second at the end of June. So the last hour of June will have an extra second, which wouldn't be big news for us. But last time this happened, it caused some issues with certain Linux kernels that have a vulnerability that caused a crash if an hour has 1 second more. So if you had problems last time this happened, be aware that it may happen again, even though this was, I believe, over a year ago. So by now you probably have these systems patched. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.